Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Conyers residents have lingering questions about chemical exposure in the wake of the biolab fire. A plane crash temporarily closes Albany's airport, and Georgia still misses the mark on college affordability.
Statewide averages could have been heavily influenced by the higher income families, which can make overall trends look better than they actually are.
Today is Monday, August 18th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. University System of Georgia professors will now have to post their syllabuses online starting this semester. GPB's Sarah Callis reports on the controversial new policy.
The policy making class syllabuses available to the public will be partially implemented this fall. Professor Matthew Bodie is an English professor at the University of North Georgia and the president of the Georgia Conference of the American Association of University Professors. He says that he welcomes more transparency for students, but has concerns about how this newly public information may be used.
I know that many of my colleagues have been targeted for what they teach in their classroom, and this allows that targeting even more pathways.
Syllabuses for core classes and classes offered by the College of Education had to be posted before the start of the fall semester. Some other courses have until fall of 2026 to post theirs. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Georgia lawmakers are considering expanding state aid to public college and university students beyond the merit-based HOPE program. A state Senate committee looking into the idea held its first meeting at the state capitol today. Analyst MJ Kim of the Southern Regional Education Board told lawmakers Georgia's progress on college affordability has been uneven across income groups.
Statewide averages could have been heavily influenced by the higher income families, which can make overall trends look better than they actually are.
Georgia and New Hampshire are currently the only states that do not offer a need-based scholarship program in four-year public colleges and universities. Augusta University has been awarded new grant money to train clinicians to treat young people with mental health issues. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
A $2.5 million grant from the Health Resources and Services Administration will support dozens of graduate students who want clinical training in youth mental health. Students in the program will be paid a stipend to help with finances while they're studying. Grant manager Kathleen Cleveland Kennedy says students will train in communities with little access to counselors, seeing kids with a spectrum of needs.
Depression, anxiety, substance misuse. It could be that they are going through a life transition. They could have lost a parent, or you even think back to even Hurricane Helene and the impact that it had.
Millions in federal funding for mental health helplines and programs in schools have been slashed this year. The Augusta University grant is planned to last 4 years. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Residents living near the biolab plant in Conyers have questions about their exposure to chemicals. Those questions linger 10 months after a chemical fire produced a toxic plume of smoke. Environmental advocate Scott Smith says through his independent testing, he's found some toxic chemicals in gardens and soil in surrounding Rockdale, Gwinnett, Newton, and DeKalb counties.
I believe people have a right to know what we've identified and what you've possibly been exposed to as soon as possible.
Biolab offered aid through a community assistance center in downtown Conyers until the end of last year. The company announced in May it would stop manufacturing and shift to a distribution-only model. The Southwest Georgia Regional Airport in Albany was closed to all traffic today after a small plane crashed onto its runway. City officials say the crash this morning left the plane's only passenger, the pilot, uninjured, but the aircraft could not be moved until National Transportation Safety Board officials approved its removal. The crash happened as the plane approached for landing and its landing gear sheared off. Southwest Georgia Regional Airport serves travelers with three flights daily on Delta to and from Atlanta, as well as cargo flights for UPS and private jets. Georgia's Office of Insurance and Safety Fire Commissioner is fining health insurance companies more than $20 million for violating the state's mental health parity laws, but a group of advocates say more can be done. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
Commissioner John King says several insurance companies have turned a blind eye to a law requiring them to cover mental and physical health in the same way. But Jeff Breedlove with the Georgia Council for Recovery says the fines are a drop in the bucket for big insurance companies, and lawmakers need to pass House Bill 612, creating a panel to review complaints.
So that we can get this oversight effort going on with how the state is enforcing the parity law, with how big insurance is reacting to that enforcement or lack thereof.
The insurance commissioner's report found more than 6,000 violations of the state's mental health parity law that passed in 2022. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
The U.S. Postal Service has revealed a new forever stamp honoring former President Jimmy Carter. The stamp features a 1982 Oil on Linen Life study by Herbert E. Abrams, created in preparation for President Carter's official White House portrait. The stamp art is designed by the USPS art director Ethel Kessler. It was revealed yesterday at the Jimmy Carter National Historical Park in Plains. It will be released on October 1st in Atlanta on what would have been Carter's 101st birthday. Today, on what would have been Rosalynn Carter's 98th birthday, the National First Ladies Day Commission will lay a wreath at Carter Gardens, part of the Jimmy Carter National Historical Park. The ceremony is the first of its kind, recognizing former First Ladies with the same reverence often given to their presidential spouses. Rosalynn Carter died in 2023 at the age of 96. The short ceremony will have descendants of other presidential families in attendance and will be the inaugural event for remembering former First Ladies in this manner. South Georgia has a new chief federal prosecutor. U.S. Attorney Pam Bondi named former Chatham County District Attorney Meg Heap as the new U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Georgia. Heap took the oath of office at the federal courthouse in Augusta today. The Republican was elected to 2 4-year terms as Chatham County DA before being defeated in 2020 by the current DA, Democrat Shalina Cook-Jones. Heap began her legal career as a volunteer coordinator and victim advocate under longtime Chatham County DA Spencer Lawton Jr. Her appointment puts her in charge of about 70 attorneys representing the federal government in criminal and civil cases in 43 counties, with offices in Savannah and Augusta. In sports, Auburn will retire 2010 Heisman Trophy winner and Georgia native Cam Newton's number 2 jersey this fall. He'll become the fourth player in program history to receive the honor. The ceremony will take place during Auburn's home game against Georgia on October 11th. One of the most decorated players in Auburn and Southeastern Conference history, Newton, whose high school team was Westlake in Atlanta, led Auburn to conference and national titles with a perfect 14-0 record. Also, a Georgia teenager has won the U.S. amateur final at San Francisco's The Olympic Club, earning him an invitation to the Masters in 2026. 18-year-old Mason Howell, a rising senior at Brookwood High School in South Georgia's Thomasville, bested Tennessee's Jackson Harrington on Sunday, just 2 months after competing in his first U.S. Open. His is now the youngest U.S. amateur champion since 2009. The victory also earned Howell invitations to the U.S. Open and the British Open next year. And the longtime president and CEO of the Peach Bowl is stepping down. The Atlanta-based Peach Bowl, Incorporated, said today that its leader, Gary Stokin, plans to retire at the end of the 2025-2026 college football season. Stokin has led the Peach Bowl since 1998, transforming it into one of the nation's top sporting events and helping to brand Atlanta as the capital of college football. It also drives millions of dollars in charitable contributions and spending in Atlanta's economy. The Peach Bowl's chief operating officer, David Epps, will succeed Stokin next year in June. Thank you so much for starting your week with Georgia Today. We do appreciate you tuning in, and it's going to be a busy week, so we hope you will stay on top of the news with us going forward. Best way to do that, of course, is to subscribe to this podcast, so make sure you hit the button now, and we will pop up in your feed automatically tomorrow afternoon. And to follow updates on any of the stories you heard today or check out new stories from our reporters, go to gpb.org/news. And if there's something going on in your neck of the woods that we don't know about, perhaps we would like to cover, let us know. You are our eyes and ears on the ground, so send us a note. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.